A month ahead of the date they can legally hit the road, Saudi women tried their hands behind the wheel at an auto expo specifically targeted at the new drivers-to-be.
I am so happy and I want to have a look at the cars, their models, what suits me exactly, the prices, the options.
To experience what it's like to drive, many women got into simulators.
I was very pleased with the decision to allow women to drive. I already bought my car, and as soon as they give us the green light, I will start driving immediately.
Improving women's mobility by giving them access to their own transportation is a welcome move, says one Saudi woman.
It's a nice step for the Saudi people, and especially for the Saudi woman, to be self-dependent, so she can finish her own work without relying on someone else, like a driver, or her brother, or her father.
On the sidelines of the expo, driving instructors were on hand to offer basic classes in the rules of the road.
I'm so happy. And by the way, I applied for the driver's license. I felt like I had made an achievement.
Seemingly calm in the back seat, this young woman can't wait for the thrill of sitting in the driver's seat.
I swear by God, it's an amazing feeling. But the most important thing is that you have the courage not to be afraid of anything. I am very happy.
In a decree issued last September, King Salman ordered an end to the ban on women drivers by June. According to reports, the move could add about 9 million additional drivers and lift Saudi car sales by up to 20% annually. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.